Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Everybody lift up your hands. Everybody lift up your hands. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. In Jesus' name, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Pray. 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 In the name of Jesus. Can you work on my microphone? Microphone is not working well. Lift up your hands, everybody. In Jesus' name. Begin to pray that God will touch your life this morning. God will touch your life this morning. Can I have the other microphone? Those singing should be in front, eh? Don't go and be at the back. Begin to ask the Holy Spirit for guidance that the word that will be preached this morning will be very beneficial to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. You should be praying by now. You should all be praying by now. Ejapa, close your eyes. This is church. All of you must understand that my volume is too high. All of you must understand that this is church. We are in church. This is church. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and pray. We pray in church. We pray in church. Save church. We pray when we come to church. We pray. We pray. We pray. So open your mouth and pray. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands, everybody. Yes. Makuraba, Sandabalaba, Beande, Beseke, Mandorobosia. Close your eyes and pray. Close your eyes and pray. Kalibu, Sandabalaba, Makuribu, Sandebe, Kalabandaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kasuriandi, Mandaba. Rakatoriani Maleko Zadaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kaso Riba Debe Zadaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Habatoria Badaba Rikaba. Hema Debo Zebe. Keando Sandaba. Leko Zadabra Kaba. In the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ was sorry.
If you
woman, lift up your hands and sing. You cannot sing it. Lift up your eyes and sing it.
Yesu Christo eti kuni.
Obia to be, obia to be.
Kuni mo eti kuni.
Oh,
eti kuni.
last time we did kuni mama ye. Let's sing it.
Wedding kuni.
Oh.
Wedding kuni.
Oh.
Yesu Christ wedding kuni.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Father, we thank you for Resurrection Sunday. We thank you for rising from the dead. We thank you, Father, for conquering the grave and making it possible for us to be here. For us as Christians, we believe that this is a great sacrifice you have done for us. And as young people, Lord, we are not left out. But we have come to celebrate the fact that you have conquered death in Jesus' name. We believe that death has been conquered and our lives have been freed. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And everybody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Oh, your amen.
Amen.
And you're clapping. I don't know why people have sat down already.
Amen.
Move to 7 people and give them a hug. And tell them, I say, hug. Move to 7 people and give them a hug. All right. Give them a hug and tell them that you are welcome to church. Oh, it's been a while. I saw you. 7 people. Count. Don't hug more than 7 people. Why are the boys afraid to hug the girls? Because you have evil minds. Hug somebody. Hug somebody. Tell the person, it's been a while. I'm glad I've seen you. I'm glad you are here this morning. I'm glad we've met again. I'm glad. Add 3 more people to it so that it makes 10. Add 3 more people. Hug 3 more people so that it becomes 10. Every praise to our God. Every word of worship with one eye. Why are they both helping me to sing? Or they're angry with me?
Every praise to our God.
Every praise
to our God. Hey. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise.
Janita, you are holding microphone. I should pay you snit before you come and sing for me. Every praise, we are starting from every praise. Every praise, come on, put your hands together. Come on,
every word of worship with one accord.
If you are not clapping, if you don't believe Jesus has risen, if you don't clap,
hey,
look at this gentleman, he's looking at us here.
Every praise to our God. Every word of worship with one accord.
Every praise
to our God.
The people here, I don't really feel
every
you.
Praise to our God.
The fire is at this
every
side.
Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise to our God.
God, my Savior. You are young
God,
people. I want to sing gently.
God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. God, my Savior.
Kofi, your line is a very tall line. You God, are not part of the church.
Is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord.
Every praise. Shelly, we are tired already.
God, my Savior.
I can feel it. I'm going back.
Yes, he is. God, my Savior.
Oh,
God, my healer.
Everybody.
God, my deliverer. Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, yes he is.
Every praise is to our God.
Every word of worship with one our God. Every prayer to our God. Right, let's go with a new one. How do we start it? Can you hear the piano? Can you hear the piano? Can you hear the piano? Listen for the head. Listen to your big man.
This is how I praise him. I throw my hands. I'm gonna stand up.
Hey.
And give you everything.
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 The action is on this side.
This is how I praise him.
Hey.
Because you're my savior.
I'll be here.
And give you everything, everything,
everything,
all that. I'm in love with you because I'm in love
with you.
I'm in love with you for all you've taught me to do. My praise belongs to
you. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. You are not dancing well at all. As for the boys, what's wrong with you? Because of the rain. The boys, because of the rain, you can't dance. Energy, 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 energy. Hey, we are moving this way.
This is our praise. From the top.
From the top. I'm not feeling the dance, especially the people in the middle here. Hands together.
Crazy. Hands up. I'm gonna stand up. Everything.
Everything.
Everything. All that I
everything. Everything within you. You are dancing with it.
Wait.
Handkerchief, handkerchief.
Everything.
If you don't sweat, you are not in church today. Your parents will wash your dresses. Don't worry.
For all you brought me through,
God has brought you through. Okay, we are moving to this direction. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait.
This way. This way. Hey, sit down, sit down. You do, I will not preach.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, your amen is weak. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Beautiful. I'm preaching for 7 minutes. And then I'll close you. So that you go home and eat chicken. Open the windows. I promise I'll do AC for you, eh? This year to come. Clap for Jesus. Chilly, chilly AC. Amen. But it's a blessing. The more you talk, the more I add the... If I see somebody talking, if you are not supposed to talk and you talk, plus 1 hour. If you are supposed to shout, you don't shout, plus 1 hour. So I'll determine what you do that I'll add 1 hour to it. You are sweating already? Don't worry, I'll close right now. But it's a blessing. How many of you were at the Independence Square on Friday? All right. Those of you who didn't come, I don't know why you didn't. It's your own calabash of palm wine. Say, we are all meeting at the Independence Square, and you decided that you won't come. You do what you like. It's on to you. But how many of you felt that when you came, you were blessed? I was totally blessed for us to hear prophet preach to us. Clap for prophet. And you could see that the UD fraternity, okay, we are a lot. It's not just Outram Cathedral, but how many of you saw other children around? Such as, else were you there? You came. Physical coming. Ha! I didn't see you. Are you with Wanda? Allah! Ah! Jesus! Enemeshenkom. To see today I'm in white. Today I'm about to prophesy. Hey, I can't hear. I said I'm about to prophesy. Gosh. I can see something. I can see something. Are you preach? Hey, I'm seeing something, but it's not clear. But I'm sure by the time we are done, it will be clear. Amen. So actually, Easter for us as Christians is the beginning of the year, actually, for us. And it's the time that we remember the death of Christ, all right? Because we are all sinners, okay? I don't have to preach that one to you. I'm sure you know by now that you are a sinner, okay? Even though your father is a center leader, all right? Your father or your mother is an LP, or you yourself cry, you sing in the choir, okay? It doesn't make you a saint. We are all sinners. Looking at what we have done, even from the Good Friday up to today, okay, few things that you have done, you can see that even though we prayed and you took communion that is supposed to wash your sins away, still your sins are on small time. No, it comes up. But Jesus came to die on the cross, all right, and the death of Jesus on the cross and his blood. Listen, this is the preaching I'm preaching. And the blood that he shed, all right, he was nailed to the cross. Blood came out. Now, why are we interested in blood? All right, put your legs down. Plus 1 hour. If they are teaching mathematics and you raise your leg like this, you get 70%. And that's why most of you don't do well in math. You are afraid of math. It's because you don't like. So what I'm saying is that why are we interested in blood? Why do we keep saying, because this is time of you kept hearing blood of Jesus, blood everywhere, blood. If you see flyer red, why are we talking about blood? Why are we saying that the communion is the blood of Jesus? Why are we interested in blood? We are interested in blood because what can wash away our sin is the blood of Jesus. Those who are up to class 3, you should understand this one. The sin, okay? Everything has what can wash it away. Palm oil like this, if you use so clean, it will go. All right? If you eat palm no soup, and you use sunlight liquid soap, and you wash, it will go. If your dress is dirty, what are the soap that you people use to wash? Mother. What is called?
Jama.
Jama, it's a type of soap. It's called Jama. Where do they sell it? It's everywhere. What other soap do you know? Geisha. How many of you use Geisha? Geisha is good. If you use it lasts long, like mother's love. It's long lasting. How many of you have seen the advert before? And a small girl is saying that Will it last? Hey, what other soap? What soap do you use to bath? You don't bath. But what soap do you use to bath?
Yes.
Hey, you use Azuma blows. Azuma, your skin will get rashes. So, what other soap do you know of? Alata Samina. When the wonder has been using Alata Samina, so their skin is fresh. Yeah. Fanboy, no, they pay. What? Irish Spring. These are the rich people. The rich people are mentioning the foreign soap. What else? Anita, you don't bath. You don't bath. You're so clean. Eh? Aqualis. I'm not sure I've heard of Aqualis. It's also a nice, that way if you bath with it, your body becomes unabonichon. Very nice, this thing. Dove. I'm not sure I've heard Dove before. It's also, there are so many soap. Now, those soap, the only thing those soap can wash away is the dirt. When you are dirty and you use such soap. All right, but you see, I also don't understand why when they are making advert for soap, they only use fine girls. Because women, they don't get dirty. If they are doing advert for soap, we expect that they should look for mechanic. Some mechanic, who is dirty. Then he'll bath with the soap. Then the man is clean. But they don't use mechanics, so or market women. They'll go and look for Jackie Apia. Jackie Apia, that his her body is smooth. Oh. But anyway, they know why they are using those people. Kela, sit down. Kela, we are talking about soap that we bath with. Which soap do you bath with? You just came. Eh? Why are you looking at Frances? What soap? Guardian soap. Hey, how do you know all this thing? Why? Hey, I'm seeing something, but it's not clear. I'm seeing well, but it's not clear. How come your house is here? How do you know the soap killer bathes with? Everybody say, hey! So all that I'm trying to say is that death is washed away by this soap, this all the soap that we've mentioned. But when it comes to sin, okay, sin is a type of death. When you sin, you make yourself dirty. When you watch pornography, it's a sin. So you become dirty. When you insult your mother, it's a sin. And you become dirty. When you complain, when they say do something and you complain, when you steal, there's milk in the fridge, you pour it, you add water to it, it's a type of sin. It makes you dirty. Now, that debt, as you are in the school, the English teacher is your boyfriend. It makes you dirty. You are crashing on the PE, madam. It makes you dirty. Okay? It makes you dirty when you tell a lie. It makes you dirty. Now that debt is a sin, and that sin, the only thing that can wash away that sin is the blood of Jesus, not the blood of goats, not the blood of cow, not the blood of any human being, but the blood of Jesus. That's why there's a song. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing. Those of you who attend Saito, you know this song, but the international school people, they don't sing this in
Jesus.
What precious is
that?
What? Oh, no, your microphone is giving me. Your microphone is giving me feedback. Put it down and come and use the one here. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Put off every mic. I'm the only one who preach. Nobody should sing again. Plus, 3 hours. I'm giving me feedback. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so Jesus came to die. He actually came to die. The reason Jesus came into this world is not to come and do borehole, okay? is not to come and do roads. By the grace of God, our roads are being done here. Dr. Kisi has started doing the road. But what I'm saying is that Jesus didn't come to do roads. Because Jesus knows that it is difficult for somebody to die for the other person. Because you can't. Something is giving me feedback. I don't want to hear feedback. Because, you see, nobody can die for somebody. Nobody. You say you love this girl. You can't die for her, I'm telling you. Because me, I won't die for my wife. Never. Never, never. Me, I can't die for my wife. You want to die for a girlfriend. Ha! Are you serious? Is your brain working or your brain is on vacation? The mental vacation. Your brain is on Easter break. Even some of you to collect cane. They say they are caning 2020. You collect your own cane and collect the girl's own. You can't. You won't. It won't happen. One day. Oh, you don't like this. I won't say it again. I said one day. A certain man and their wife, they were in the house. And some armed robbers knocked their door. They said, "We are armed robbers, open us." The man and the woman said they will not open this thing. Then the armed robbers broke the door and entered the room. When they entered, the man saw a freezer. And then he opened the freezer and went to hide inside the freezer. He has left the wife. This is somebody who said that he will stand by the wife for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, in riches and whatever. They're talking plenty. Your dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God, in the face of this congregation, to marry this man and this woman. We talk plenty. The man has run away into the fridge and left the wife. Yeah. So it is difficult to die for someone. That is why God has seen that the way the thing is going here, if we don't do wild and get somebody to come and die here, the people do all perish. And Bible says that for the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin. This is not what I'm preaching. I'm just explaining it to you. For the wages. When we say wages. Wages is daily pay. Monthly, the one your parents collect salary. That one is at the end of the month. So when they pay your father, he has come home, he's happy. That day when you fool cry, he won't do anything to you. It's like your teachers at school, when they pay them, and you say, "Sir, please, then so talk out." He say, "Oh, don't mind them, they are foolish people." That means they've paid them. But the day they've not paid them, "Hey, give me names to talk at this. All of you can't, where's the class class prefect? Can't give me the names of what I talk." That way they will beat you that day, but they've not paid him. Yeah. So the wages of sin, when you sin, you must die. That's it. When you sin, like by this time, we are all gone. We are all gone. All of you, if you have stolen before, lift up your hand. Here, you have stolen before. You have stolen before. I'm saying that, listen, read my lips. I'm speaking fancy. You have stolen before. You have stolen something before. Even me, my hand is up already. It's because of the microphone. I would have lifted my two hands up. You have stolen before. Beautiful. So like by now you should die. How many of you have told a lie before? You have told a lie. You have told a lie before. Even today you have told you have told a lie before. You have told a lie before. How many of you, listen. How many of you have bore false witness? Something that you didn't see, but you said that lie. You lie. Say you saw them. You saw him. Lift up your hands. The boys, how many of you have seen some guy say, "She"? Lift up your hands. Lift. This small boy has lifted his hand. All of you here. Oh, come up for there. Amen. Yeah. So somebody must die. Somebody must die to take away the sin. All right. And that is what Jesus came to die, or Jesus came to do for us, to take away our sins. Clap for Jesus. I think Jesus has done well. What your father cannot do, Jesus has done it. What your mother cannot do, Jesus has done it. What your uncle cannot do, Jesus has done it. What your, because even me, as I'm here, I won't die for you. Oh no, I can't die for you. No, I'm telling you before, if I'm robber enter here right now, I say they are killing everybody. I say, kill everybody. I'll be like, shoot me and leave them. No. I have two children. They are not grown. That's that. You have grown. Your parents have sent you. Me, I have not sent them before. So I have to be alive and then my children will see. I have to write my will. But one of my children, I'll give him the sea. The sea is for him. See. When you fish in the sea, you pay rent to him. Philip, what you say? You are dolly to your father, I'll give you this thing. Wheelbarrow, you are saying here. Now, the title of my preaching is entitled, Jesus Took Away the Fear of Death. Jesus took away the fear of death. So Jesus Christ came to die and he resurrected. He took away the fear. How many of you are afraid of death? Lift up your hands. Yeah. All of us, including myself. Ejapa, you are afraid of death. How many of you know somebody who has died before? You know somebody, at least Christian Achu. We all know Christian Achu has died. Yeah. You two, you have died before. Who said me to? Christian Achu has died. How many of you have heard of Christian Achu? He has died. Some of you, Brother Bernard too has died. Hey, you people, how do you know Brother Bernard? Hey, come on for that. Dalita doesn't know Brother Bernard. Those of you with young phone, how will you know Brother Bernard? Forgive us, it's not our fault you don't know Brother Bernard. Now listen, apart from Christian Achu has died, you know some uncle B who has died. Because last time you didn't come to church. When I asked, they said your grandmother B has died. Who is saying your grandmother has died or your grandfather has died or your landlord's girlfriend who has died? One that your landlord girlfriend has died. And you went for the funeral. You see, so when we go for funerals, you see, we are all afraid. I'll tell you, including we pastors. Yeah. We are afraid. You see, that when you go for funeral, people don't misbehave too much. The people misbehave are drunkards. But they don't know what is happening. But when you get drunk, you don't know what happens. But anybody whose brain is working well, when you go for funeral, it's a solemn moment. Yeah. By the grace of God, in my short life, I've seen elderly people die, and I've seen very young, the youngest funeral I've attended was a 3-year-old boy who died. 3 years. Do you understand? 3 years. Just last year, I went to bury somebody who was 23 years. Do you see? And during the funeral, as a pastor, you think you can do something. You can resurrect the person, but you cannot. Do you understand? And there is fear in death, or death brings fear. When they say somebody dies right now, you see that all of us will be quiet. It's not easy. Because pastors die. Doctors also die. This doctor that when you are sick, you go to him, he also dies. I've seen so many doctors who have died before. Policemen die. And soldiers also die. Engineers die. Armed robbers also die. Rich people die. And poor people die. Presidents die. Citizens die. All die, be die. Church members die. Pastors also die. All of us will go. And what I want you to understand is that one day, all of us will go. We have a place to go. There is a place we must go. So death brings a certain fear to us. But the good news is that Jesus came to die. Let's read the scripture in actual 10. Hebrews chapter 14 and verse 15. I'm reading from the Living Bible. He said, since we God's children are human beings. How many of you know that we, God's children, we are human beings? Since we, God's children, are human beings made of flesh and blood, he became flesh and blood too by being born in human form. So Jesus Christ came and he was born in human form. Because all of us, we are, the only way you can die is when you are in human form. Spirits don't die. That is why you should know that death is not the end of life. If you die, that is not the end. No. If you die, seven great principles. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in the body. You are a spirit. As you are sitting down here, you are a spirit. So when you die, it's your body that has died. But your spirit will be alive. For only as human beings could he die, and in dying, break the power of the devil who had the power of death. There is something we call the power of death. It is only human beings who die. It's people who have flesh and blood who die. When a goat dies, that's it. There's no spirit anywhere. Other than that, like every time that we will be the goats, their spirit will be following us because we've eaten them. Chicken, like by this time, we can't sleep. As you are sleeping, you say, all the fowls that you have chewed, all of them have come together and their spirit are chasing you. You are sleeping there. You see that salmon is walking on your body. The spirit of the salmon is walking on your body. Are you still here with me? Now, only in that way could he deliver those through the fear of death, have been living all their lives as slaves to the constant dread. Everybody is afraid of death. This is what I want you to know. All of us. And Jesus Christ came to die, and he resurrected so that we will no longer be afraid of death. Don't be afraid of death again from today. Don't be. And I wish you would not. But you see, as human beings as we are, death has a way of changing our mood. Now, what I want you to understand, number one, is that death is not the end. Death, number one. Death is not the end. Jesus Christ died. He resurrected. That was not the end of his life. Death, listen to me. Death is not the end. Death is never the end. Man is a spirit. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8, I'm closing. He said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, this is what happens when you are a Christian and you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and personal Savior. When you die, Paul is saying that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Are you hearing it again? To be absent in the body. Absent in the body means that, you see, one day, all of us here, all of us, will be laid in state. All of us will die. I don't know when you die. I also don't know when I'm dying. Maybe tomorrow morning you hear a call. Your mother will tell you that your pastor has died. It's possible. We cannot guarantee your life for the next 24 hours. That's why we always say that give your life to Jesus. Are you still here with me? Are you still here with me? Hey, Jesus. I just came from America, you know. They told me I went to Pukwasi. Oh, boy. And yeah, Pukwasi. Came from America. I swear. To be absent in this body. One day you'll be absent in this body. One day we'll all gather at your funeral. But what I'm saying is that when you die, that is not the end. Why am I preaching about death today? Because many of us, stroke all of us, we don't think about death. You don't think you die right now. You are too young to die. That's what you tell yourself. It is because of I am too young to die. That is why when people die, we write, what a shock. It's a shock. If Kayla died tomorrow morning, it's a shock. We will not write home call. We will not write call to glory. transition. No. It's not transformer. We are going to write what a shock. Shocker of shockest. What a blow. These are the topics we'll be writing on top of you. Why so soon? It's also a topic we can use for you. Everybody can go. Everybody can go at any time. Yeah. Yeah. The last girl, a small girl I saw in the hospital, she was 7 months. She died. I wouldn't describe to you what happened when she died. They held her legs, opened the dustbin, and dropped her inside. You wouldn't believe it. When you are here, we say, do something for God. 7 months girl, what has she done? What sin has she committed? Why? How did she? She fell from bed down. Blood started coming from her nose. They brought her to the hospital. She died. What sin? Who is here? You have never fallen from a bed before. We've all fallen. This is my son. Yesterday he fell. Why has blood not come from his nose? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We don't know what is happening to you. So, the best you can do, Joel, is to serve God. You see, because you are telling me you are too young, but there are people like your age who go to talented kids. These same people, they sing. These same people, they dance. But when you come here, you cannot dance. Suddenly, you can't dance because here is not talented kids. Kofi, if we send you to talented kids, there is something you can do. All of you here, when there is a chance for you to go to talented kids, there is something you can do. But when you come to church, suddenly, it's like pastor is using you. Your parents will send me a text that you are a child. But I know you are a child. I know you are a child. How many of you are understanding the preaching? I'm saying that death is not the end. Paul said that to be absent in this body, to be absent. Anybody you have heard who has died has not died. It is the person's body that we went to bury. You have never touched a dead body before. One day, follow me. I'll make you touch a dead body. You will see how it looks like. I want to tell a story, but I don't want to say it. Because you see, when I preach and it's recorded, they put it on our podcast. So other people listen to it. Even this done, somebody was asking me that. How can he download the messages from the podcast? It's not everything I have to. Now I have to be a refined preacher, you know?
Yeah.
You know, there's an example I want to give out because of the podcast people and the people who have been editing the message. They can't edit the message. So I won't say. Maybe I'll say it in another preaching. Yeah. To be absent in this body. Death is not the end. Listen, serve the Lord with your life. You see, because when you come here, they say sing. You don't want to sing. They say dance. Do they clap for the dancers? They did so well. When I saw Wanda dancing, I suddenly it occurred to me that maybe the world is coming to an end. Oh no, it cannot be because of anybody. He is dancing actually to glorify God. Dancing to glorify the Lord. But you see, I'm also saying that if you are dancing because of somebody, then what me that I'm preaching because of who? I understand what I'm trying to say. You are dancing because of a girl. Me, I should be preaching because of who? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Every one of us here, sitting down here, we can, Emanuela, you can do something. The day you feel you are more important than whatever is what? As I'm preaching. She can't get lost. She should sit here. Who knows her? They say she's lost to cry. They can't find. Send her to the police station. Angel TV. They say she go to Atinka TV. Why not do by say? Jesus. Why not say bra? Sammy, look for it. Who knows her? Who knows her? You know everybody in this world. Assemblyman. Achu, do you know? If Achu doesn't know you there, it means that why you are lost. Plus 2 hours. The small girl has come to add 2 hours. Oh, you like it? Hey, I thought you said, hey, but it's like you like the preaching. Don't worry. It's been a long time I preach here. Now that you'll be seeing me more times. You clap your hands. Hey. Death is not the end. When you die, that is not the end. When Jesus died, he descended into hell. He fought with the devil and he took the case of death and life. Clap for Jesus. That is what he came to do. He descended into hell and fought with the devil. Death is not the end. When you die, your spirit still lives. How many of you have been hearing people say they've seen ghost? It's true. Oh, it's true. I'm saying that it is true. Why do we have Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost. When an evil person dies, it's an evil ghost. But this one is Holy Ghost. Ghosts are real. Yeah. Holy Ghost. And you only know Holy Ghost. Like, Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Oja. Yeah. Ghost. Spirits are real. Spirits. You see, today, you see, because of the recording, there are many things I don't want to say. But don't worry, I'll be saying. Are you ready for February Child Conference that is coming? Or you are not ready at all? Are you ready or you are not ready? Because your date is conflicting with another church date, but I'm trying to see something. Yeah. Oh, they are ready, cry. Your date, you know, is conflicting with another church. But I'm trying to, see something. But it will come on. Even if it is for one day, it will come on. Yeah, if it is one day, it will come on. As of every child, you can't cancel it. It won't happen. How many of you have got your t-shirt already? So those of you who have not had your t-shirt, what are you waiting for? If you have not gotten your t-shirt for the February Child Conference standard, and this year the theme is what? Use it or use it or lose it. 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 There might be a bubble conference. You're feeling. You don't have your shirt. Hey. He's a New York boy. Your body is even cold. New York, dear. I'm an oneo. And I was OBC Brahase. Jesus. You buy your shirt in dollars. You understand? You buy 40. How much are you paying? $30. 30 cities. You pay $30. Billionaires Club. You pay $30. Harry, you pay in dollars. You pay CD, won't collect. I swear, won't collect. No, we don't like. Let me see the money. $20. Tell America that we all have to go somewhere. Photographer, take the picture of them. All of us must go to America. $20. The United States of America. In God we trust. What do you mean? You've not seen dollars before. This is dollar. This all galaxy is dollar. So collect. You come and add $10. Hey, come up for the sit down. Foolish boy, you bought the shirt already. Or the money is for somebody in the church. Or is the money for some girl here? Who? Who? Janita. Hey! Bonsema, yes, Bonsema. Go and sit down. Go and sit down. You've gone to America, you have come. Only $20 you have brought. But I see you going to America in Jesus' name. At that point, they don't believe it. Those who are you. I said, you go and come back in Jesus' name. Uber for plane. Some of you, the plane you see is on TV. You see plane TV. You sit in the one in the air. And you know, I said, you sit inside the one in the air. So if you sit in plane, you cry. You think it's easy? You think it's easy? You should ask the poor be sitting inside, especially when it's your first time. I'll go to my
my mother. I'll go to my mother. I'll go to my mother.
Go to your mother. It's not easy to sit in the aeroplane. Amen. Tell your neighbor, death is not the end. Oh, I said, tell your neighbor, death is not the end. Yeah. Now, Jesus also said that he has prepared a place for us. John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. He said, let not your heart be troubled. This is Jesus speaking. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Now, this promise again is for people who are born again. Now, you can't be born again and you won't do anything. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Many people cannot say what Jesus has said. Some of you in your Father's house, there are no mansions. You, your father, and your three brothers or three whatever, you are staying in a single room. You can't say what Jesus is saying. Yeah. There are people in their house, there's a storeroom. Everybody's in one room. But I'm praying that you also get to that level in Jesus' name. Verse 2, he said that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus is preparing a place for us. Amen. Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. I said, Jesus is preparing a place for us. He has prepared a place. When you die, you are going to a good place. This is one of the assurance you should have. That when you die, you are not just dying as a goat. You are not dying as a cow. But God has prepared a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there ye also, ye may be also. Hallelujah. This is an assurance for Jesus. This assurance is from Jesus. He has gone to prepare a place. Jesus died. He said he is preparing a place. How many of you want to be at the place where Jesus is preparing for us? Yeah. He's preparing a place. He has prepared a place. There's a place. There's a place you must go. Lady, there's a place you must go that God has prepared for you. Receive him this morning or this afternoon as your Lord and personal Savior. When your names are written in the books of life. Last time I was preaching to you about there are many books. There are so many books in heaven. A book of life. Will your name be in the book of life? Play something for me. When American preachers are preaching, they play something in the background. Yeah. But not loud because I won't pay you. Amen. Oh, I said amen. 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 Yeah. A place. Everybody say a place. There's a place you must go. There is a place we will go when we die. There is a place. Listen to me. There is a place. When you die, it is not the end. So where are you going? There is a place. There is either a heaven or hell you must be. And Jesus is saying that when you decide, when you give your life to him and you die, you are coming to a place that he has prepared for you. And he's saying that in my Father's house, there are many. You see, God is so rich that when you go to his house, you will not sleep in the dormitory. All these people who just, dormitory girls. Hi, Eugene. Dormitory. Dormitory people. Dorm. Dorm one. That's how they call dorm one. Dorm two. You see them running to dining. that be here. You should see them. You should see Elsie. Sorry, Kathy. You should see her. Running, Wesley girls, running. Because if she doesn't eat, she will die. All four ones out. I mean, my house, I don't scrap. Your house, you don't scrap. Here, dormitory, you scrap. Yeah. But when you stay in your own house, you see, those of you who stay in your own house, it's different from when you stay in the rented house. You don't know the pressure your father is going through in the rented house. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. When you stay in the compound house, and landlady is not well, if you know, you know. Landlady's boyfriend has died. You are a tenant. You say you won't go. Okay. You won't go for the funeral. A year na yeko was suhumunu unko. Because and found landlord, ni boy we end the family home bang. Efa home bang, obe too. You don't want peace, you want violence. Always, you want problem. Always, no problem. Yeah. He said, I go to prepare Peniel. He said, Jesus is saying that he has gone to prepare a place for you. And you see, when you die, that is where you notice that the things you do for God and the reward God has been accumulating for you is translating into the type of place or the area you will live. Because there's also Zongo in heaven. There's a place in heaven called Zongo. There's a place in heaven called outer darkness. That place, they give light off by heart. Even though you are in heaven, but you are not happy. Heaven, but you are not happy. But look at what Paul said again here. I'm closing. Let me read this one in NLT. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Open your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, all of you. That's my last scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. It said that, and now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know what will happen to Christians who have died, so that you will not be full of sorrow like people who have no hope. For Christians who have died, if you are a Christian and you have died, or you know a Christian who has died, Paul is saying that he wants you to know what will happen to them. Verse 14. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus comes, God will bring back with Jesus all the Christians who have died. Clap for God. God will bring back anybody who has died. The person who come back to life. On the day of resurrection, all the people who have died, you see them. Yes, you see them. Your auntie who has died, you see her. You see her. Let's continue the reading. Verse 15. I can tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns, we will not rise to meet him ahead of those who are dead in their graves. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with all the call of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, all the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. All the Christians who have died, they will do what? They will rise from their graves. Verse 17. Then, together with them, we who are alive and remain on earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and remain with him forever. We are talking about Christians. So many of you sitting down here, you say you are a Christian. You are not a Christian. No, you are not a Christian. You are not born again as you are here. Most of you, your parents have kidnapped you to come here. You are not born again. You don't know God for yourself. If you know God for yourself, the day your father says you will not come to church, you will come here on your own. You will come here. If you know God for yourself and you say you are a Christian and you wake up, you have your quiet time. You can wake up and you will never take a Bible to read from Sunday to Sunday. Some of you are here, no Bible. You don't even have a Bible to start with. Lift up your Bibles. Lift up your Bibles. Look at it. Look at it. Lift up your Bibles. Lift up your Bibles. This is it. So when we are talking about Christians who rise up and meet the Lord in the air, know that you are not part of us. Oh, you are not part of us. When they are calling the Christian, you are not. I don't know when they say Christ, you are filling a form, say religion, then you write Christianity. Who told you you are part of us? Unknown. Your religion is unknown. Unknown or fetish priest. That's what you must write. You are not a Christian. Look, you are in class 4, but you know that you are not a Christian. You are not even a Buddhist. The Buddhist community don't even recognize you. You are not part of the Muslim. God, your name doesn't show that you are part of them. Yeah. Prince, you are not a Christian. Prince, you are not, you and your twin sister, Priscilla, the two of you are not Christians. So comfort and encourage each other with this words. This comforting, I'm comforting you. You are not part. May you decide to be a Christian. I said, may you, it's a decision. To be a Christian is a decision. You must decide that I am going to be a Christian. Yeah. 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 And it will be. Yeah. Christians. Don't be afraid of death. Stand to your feet. Don't be afraid of death. Don't be afraid. Be encouraged. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Jesus Christ has conquered the grave. Jesus Christ took away the fear of death. Since he died and he's resurrected, you don't have to be afraid of death. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes and lift up your hands. Hada Sandaba Kalaba Lebro Zandaba Zike Lebro Zandebe. I want you to close your eyes and begin to pray. And today, as Jesus has resurrected, you want to invite him into your heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come into stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Into my heart, let's all sing it. Into my heart, to my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in, lift up your hands. Close your eyes, lift up your hands. Come in to stay. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. All of you, close your eyes and lift up your hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You are all saying it. You are all saying it. Everybody say a minute. Minute from your, because all of us are not Christians. All of us. We are giving our lives to Christ again. 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 Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me
of all my sins.
I
acknowledge I'm a sinner.
I acknowledge that I'm a sinner.
Please, Lord, forgive me.
Write my name.
Book of life. I am for you. And you alone. Satan, listen to me. I am not for you. I am for Christ. And Christ alone. He is my master. He is my savior. I will serve him all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the life of these young ones who have given their lives to you. Father, I pray that may you keep them, may you sustain them, may you help them. Let your power go before them. Lord, they have decided to live their lives as Christians. Lord, help. Help them. On the day you come back for your children, remember us, oh God. Remember us. Help us to serve you with our all in all. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. I worship his holy name. Lift up your hands and sing it. Never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may come and whatever lies before me, bless the Lord, oh my soul, everybody. Oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We worship you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.